Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Nikki Haley and how she's going to have to play it and whether or not she really even has a shot. If you don't know, she has signaled that she is about to officially announce her candidacy, that she's going to run for president. She wants the nomination from the Republican Party. Does she have a chance? Yes, she really does, if she plays it just right. What does she have in her corner? Let's start there. She's got money. She's got infrastructure. She's got the stuff you need to run a campaign. She's pretty well liked in South Carolina. That's going to be important. She has executive experience. She has foreign policy experience. Not great foreign policy experience, but she has some, which is better than probably anybody else that's going to run. But she has to run an entirely different campaign, and in the process, she has to try to reshape the entire Republican Party. She has to try to get the party to transform itself back into what it was before Trump showed up. She has to go back to like Bush-era Republicans. She has to get the Republican Party, enough of the Republican Party to win a primary, to embrace those sentiments. If she doesn't, she's done. She cannot count on the MAGA base. She cannot count on the MAGA base. They're not going to vote for her. Her easiest route to do this is to come out swinging. So her announcing early, I mean, that may be a sign that she understands that and she's going to come out fighting. Or it may be a sign that she is grossly unprepared and is going to crash and burn in a glorious fashion. It's one of the two. She has to come out against Trump, not moderately. Like, she has to come out against Trump and all the little Trump lights. You know, all those governors that have modeled themselves after Trump. She has to go after all of them and start now. Because she has to pick up the people who send messages to this channel that say stuff like, I was a Republican until Trump, or I was a Republican until 2018... She needs those people in order to win. If she can't get them, she doesn't stand a chance. The MAGA base is going to have five big problems with her right off the bat. Before the campaigning even starts, she has five major liabilities. First, she's a woman. Second, she's not white. Third, her name's not Nikki Haley. These are not things that are going to matter to anybody watching this channel. These are immutable characteristics. They really should not play into this. But you're not MAGA. The evangelicals, there's going to be a whole lot of them that they don't want a woman president. I mean, there's a lot of them that I don't even think they allow women preachers yet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then it's the far right portion of the Republican Party. Race is going to be an issue for them. And then her name, I totally believe that you're going to have some people Barack Obama her. They're going to... They will constantly use a name she doesn't want used. So those are the immutable characteristics, three of those. There's two behavioral things that are going to be an issue for the energized base, that MAGA base that has been showing up. The first is that she caved to the woke crowd. I know you have no idea what I'm talking about, but believe me, they do. And some far-right internet troll is going to turn it into a giant thing. This may be hard for y'all to believe, but years ago, Nikki Haley called for the Confederate flag to be taken down from the State House there in South Carolina. Somebody will tie that all together and be like, because she gave ground here and she wanted to give up here, this is why the statues came down, this is why libraries are now bad. Like, they'll tie it all together and they'll string it to her, because they're going to want Trump, or at bare minimum, one of the Trump lights to win. And then there's the last thing. Her foreign policy experience. She was ambassador to the UN. I know that for people watching this channel, you're probably sitting there like, and? Ask your far-right friends, if you have any, or ask your uncle on Facebook what he thinks of the blue helmets. Anything associated with the United Nations becomes suspect to them. They've fallen that far down the conspiracy rabbit holes on this one. So, with those five factors against her, she's not going to convert that base. She has to build a new base. She has to reshape the Republican Party, probably with a lot of help from McConnell behind the scenes. And if she wants to win, she has to come out swinging. And I don't mean that thing where like a politician comes out and says, you know, I think Trump is a good man. He's an honest man. He's a fine man. But I disagree with him on this key policy issue. And that's what I'm going to try to make everything about. And I'm from a younger generation and it's time to pass the torch. That's not going to fly. She has to come out swinging. Like, do we really want a president who may not be able to make it to the next summit because of his ankle monitor type of swinging? Like, it's got to be bad. It's got to be bold. She has to come out and come out hard. And if I was advising her, I would say go ahead and start swinging at the governors that might try to run. I would start now. I mean, the fact that they're not announcing at the same time shows they're scared. I mean, they're timid. They're waiting to see what happens to Nikki Haley before they decide whether or not they want to incur Trump's wrath. I think her only chance is to go big or go home on this one. She has to try to like just reshape everything, and she's got to do it quickly. If she doesn't do that, it'll fade away. She's polling in the single digits. So it's either make a splash and get people talking and start fighting now, or just give it up. Get your book deal and go home. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.